Hello, everyone. I'm Frankenberry, and welcome to the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Athlete of the Week, where local student athletes are recognized on a weekly basis for their excellence both in the classroom and in their respective sports, but also for their contributions to their school and their community. And welcome to our latest winner, senior three-sport star currently in the basketball season at Harrison High School, Stella Perini. So a big congrats to you there, Stella.
Thank you so much.
And also with us is your coach, Coach Lewis Kale. Hi, Coach.
How are you today?
I am doing fine. I am doing well. And actually, happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and all that kind of thing to both of you.
Thank you.
All right. So, first off, I see basketball-wise that you all are off to a 2-1 start. And Stella, you've also recorded 3 double-doubles so far when it comes to points and rebounds. So where do you play on the court? What is your position exactly?
I think for the past couple of years, I've been more of the big player on our team. Okay. And that overall throughout these past 2 years I've gotten more of a well-rounded player who has played more on the outside of the three-point line and also a lot inside and have been the source of rebounding and the tall person on the team.
Gotcha. Well, I can see that because a couple of games here, you've had 18 points and also a double digit rebound. So obviously you're doing well on both of those ends. So that is a nice progression for you. It's working out. And so where did the team finish last year to tell me where your expectations might be about now?
Yeah. So last year we lost by 3 in the final of the section game and we had two great and competitive games in the county center, and we had a really, really strong team last year. I think it carried over to this year, although some people did leave and graduate. I think that the work ethic and the drive to get back there is still the same.
Yes. Well, at least you started the season off very well because you took a team that made it to the finals last year and you beat them pretty handily. And that was White Plains. You beat them 61-44 to start the season. So that was a good start and I'm sure a good impetus to a fine season. Good luck to you all there. And now I also note that you are the captain of the squad. And most of the folks that win this award are the captains of their respective teams. And I like to ask them this question. First off, what is it like for you being the captain? Do you feel any pressure? I mean, look, obviously your play on the court speaks for itself. So you lead by example. But when it comes to being the captain and all those different leadership qualities outside of just your play, do you feel any pressure there, or does that maybe a motivator for you?
I definitely think it's more of a motivator. I think I like being the captain because I think that I get to be a role model to younger people who were like me in the past. I always looked up to those people. So I think that being that for them and also being there when they need or when they make mistakes, picking them back up, and also being the one on the team if we need points or if we need to get the energy up to be the one to do that. And I like that they get to look up to me.
And that is one of the next questions I was going to ask. You know, from when you were younger, what kind of lessons were imparted on you that you've been able to now impart on these younger players?
Yeah, so I remember a lot of my captains from many of my sports, and I remember always looking up to them and thinking that they were so old and they were such a role model to me. And I always wanted to be like them. They were always pushing everyone and talking constantly, and I always wanted to be like them.
Okay, and I'm sure that is working out well, and I'm sure Coach will agree, and he'll tell us that in just a few minutes here. But now, when it comes to your leadership and some of these younger players, what kind of improvement have you seen in some of the younger players that maybe you're particularly proud of right now?
Yeah, I think definitely over the past game, there's an eighth grader on our team, and I started when I was in eighth grade, and I view her as myself when I was younger, and I can see basically myself when I was younger reflected in her. And in the beginning of the season, when you're so young, you get so scared and you're not as confident. And then over time, with your teammate support, you get more and more confident as you play teams that are better and better and take on higher roles. And one of the eighth graders just had to play a really amazing and tall and strong person and did really well on her. So I think she's showing a lot of growth.
Oh, that's fantastic. And that's got to be a great thing for you. And it's got to be a pretty fulfilling thing for you to see that kind of improvement, especially from somebody, like you said, who's an eighth grader right now and, following your path, your lead. Now, I see that you are a 3-time all league basketball, all section last season, but it's also lacrosse and it's also soccer. 3-time all league, all section last year in lacrosse, and also 3-time all league, all section, plus Elite 12 award, top player in academic success in the section, and all state nominee in soccer. So tell me timeline wise, because I'm not quite sure when the sports are. Which ones, what do you still have to come?
I have lacrosse next season. But yeah, I just finished soccer. And okay. Now, yeah, soccer ended a couple months ago.
Okay, so now I talk often with the coaches here and the winners of the award about the importance of multi-sport athletes. And, you know, most of the coaches I talk to, actually all of the coaches I talk to, appreciate the multi-sport athlete because of the ability that they're able to take something from one sports discipline and apply it to another. So what do you feel is your advantage having the three sports, especially, say, playing basketball at this particular moment?
Yeah, I think definitely being able to go from soccer and basketball to lacrosse, what carries over is what it takes to be great and how to motivate all the players on your team, no matter the circumstance, because there's a big difference between the level of play in my basketball team compared to maybe my other sports and just how far we have gone every year in sectional play. And I think that despite the level of the team throughout all of them, I'm still able to be a role model to all the people with all different personalities, and there's different diversity on each team. And I think that being able to carry over the energy and effort that you bring into every single practice, despite what sport, is really important to understand. And also just using your knowledge of playing. One of the reasons why I love lacrosse so much is because everything I learned from basketball, which I have done since I was so young, just carried straight over to lacrosse. And I think that was really helpful for me.
And the different aspects of the different diversities of the team. Yes, that is something that can be quite a bit to manage. And obviously you're doing it well and you're proud of it, I can tell. So that's great. Now, I'm sure at this particular point, the colleges have come a knocking. Do you have any ideas, any idea where you might be heading next season?
Yeah, I'm not doing things sports related, but I just got into the University of Virginia.
Nice.
And yeah, I'm very excited about that.
Oh, I would be excited about that as well. So, Coach, talk to me here about Stella and what you've seen over the years in her improvement, not just as a player, but also as a leader.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I take my relationship with Stella back to when I was actually her elementary teacher when she was in third grade. So, you know, Stella has always been a student who stands out, I think, regardless of the sport that you're talking about. She always puts her teammates first. I think that, and I don't think she highlights enough how selfless she is in everything that she does, right? You're talking about a three sport athlete. She'll end up being an all section athlete in all three of those sports, and a tremendous student. And that takes a tremendous amount of hard work and sacrifice, but she's always giving. And I think that I've always enjoyed that. She came to me as an eighth grader. You know, she played in a sectional final as an eighth grader and had the opportunity to play some huge minutes in that game. I think she highlighted very well of what her give back to this program and to the kids has been tremendous. And, you know, we are going to certainly miss her from the athletic side of it, but the person she is and the student she is really the highlight of her.
Okay. And you know what? And those words are working because I can see Stella starting to blush just a little bit.
That's what I like to talk about.
I'm Frankenberry, and you're listening to 100.7 WHUD and Con Edison's Westchester Scholastic Athlete of the Week. I'm speaking with senior three-sport star at Harrison High School, Stella Perini. And Coach was just talking about the academics. You were talking about that as well, as you're going to be heading off to Virginia. And you're doing pretty well on the academic side, I would say. You know, that little, what do they call it, summa cum laude or something like that? I don't know, whatever it is. So that and, a 97-plus average, and you're also an IB diploma candidate, which is a nationally accredited program. Now, tell me about what is exactly the IB program. I'm not sure.
Our school, a lot of schools are AP or have different types of programs, but our school is an IB level school, and there's something you can do called the IB diploma, and you have to take certain classes and courses in order to get this diploma, and you have to score a certain amount on certain tests to get it. And yeah.
Okay. All right. So you're working well towards that. And also, it says here in your nomination letter that you challenge yourself with higher level physics, business, and also multivariable calculus. Now, that just scares the heck out of me just saying that. And a very small minority of high schools in the nation teach that. What's that been like? Has that been difficult? Has that been fun?
It's actually my favorite class, so I love it a lot. Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like I've always liked math a lot, and I have a really great teacher, and it's really challenging, but I think it's taught me a lot and how to work hard, and it's got me to know what I really like to do in school. So.
Okay. And that's always one of the questions I was going to ask, and you've just answered that as to what your favorite might be. But another question I also like to ask is there any class you've taken like in the last year or so, or maybe something you're taking now that has surprised you? Something that you said to yourself, whoa, I kind of like this and I didn't expect to.
Yeah. I take a science research class, which is basically where you get to choose any topic and create an extensive research project out of it and then go to many science fairs. And I've done that in the past few years, and it's been my favorite class and shown me that I really like to do self-driven research and my own experimentation and stuff like that. So yeah.
Okay. All right. And I also see that you're very involved. You are the president of DECA, including so what do you do in that particular club?
Yeah. So for the past 3 years, I've gone to a DECA competition, which is where you choose a project category. And I do the financial literacy project, and you go to DECA states and you compete in front of judges, and you basically pitch a business plan. And the financial literacy project allowed me to create a project that helps immigrants be more financially sound about financial status in America and how to make that process easier for them when they're immigrating. And then you get to win awards, and then you get to go to DECA Nationals, which I wasn't able to do because of basketball, but it was a very great honor and I'm really happy for it. And as president, you get to help other people with their projects and help them learn how to do public speaking and to properly persuade a judge on your project.
Okay, fantastic. And that's, that's obviously a great mission when you talked about being able to help out some of those immigrants when it comes to adapting to the states here. So, and also I see the National Honor Society, the math team, the Spanish club. And I also see, and this is kind of cool, but I also imagine it can be a little heavy on occasion. You're an English tutor for Ukrainian students separated from their parents due to the war, and you do that via Zoom.
Yes.
I'm very curious about that.
So about 2 years ago, I joined this program called Engine when the Russian-Ukraine war was kind of arising, and I was paying attention to the news a lot, and my family has been focusing on helping people over there. And so I found this program and I had to do this training for it. And basically since 2 summers ago, every Sunday I've been Zooming with this woman named Yulia, who is suffering through the circumstances of the war. And since then she's found a job that requires her to speak more English because it's very international. And so we do like vocabulary lessons. We do all these different lessons from this program. And I've gotten to know her really well and understand her circumstances and how it's affected her. And I've also got to see all the changes she had to make because of it. And yeah, we still Zoom to this day, and I plan on doing it for as long as possible. So yeah, it's really an amazing experience.
Well, I'm sure it's an eye-opening experience for you, from our end, because we're obviously not dealing with what those poor folks have to deal with. But at the same time, I'm sure those Sundays are something she really looks forward to, as a calming thing, as kind of like a nice center to take her away from the war for just a moment. You also help out with backyard sports for students with severe physical and mental disabilities. Is that coaching them in some team type sports?
Yeah, that was something I did last year. It's basically just on the weekends you're allowed to go and play a sport with people with special needs, and you're allowed to just hang out with them and do whatever you can to help them. And yeah, it was just a fun experience to be and help people.
Okay. And the helping people seems to be your thing, because you also do the same at Pleasantville Cottages with students who have been removed from their homes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I used to do that with my temple, and we used to go and just hang out with people again in need, and it was just a lot of fun.
And I'm also sure that being able to kind of pay things back and pay things forward for you has got to be pretty rewarding.
Definitely.
Yeah. So one other thing that I always ask, because obviously you are very, very busy. You're a busy Stella. What do you do to take just a moment, if you can, to take a breath? Now, coach is laughing, and often coaches do laugh when I ask this question, because they go, like, this person takes a break. But do you do anything, any hobbies, any interests that at least let you take a breather for a sec?
I think I just like to hang out with friends and family to calm me down, especially these things like break, where I just get to be home and spend time with people. And yeah, I think that's definitely just what keeps me grounded and make sure just to take a step back and just enjoy.
All right. And coach, you laugh there at my question. So before we close up shop here, why don't you tell me where the giggles came from and then a little bit more about Stella before we finish up?
Oh, I think they just come from it's been a conversation with Stella since she was in eighth grade. She's always on the move. You know, practice ends. She's grabbing her computer. She's, you know, going to help somebody else. I think, you know, it's amazing to sit here and just listen to her articulate all the things that she does. And she does it with a smile on her face. And when you talk about, you know, our youth and their impact, you know, what she does, not only for the athletic community here at Harrison and the school community, but what she does outside the community just speaks to the type of child that she is. And, you know, we're all so proud of her for winning this award this week.
Well, I'm sure everybody is very proud. And Stella, congratulations again on the award. It's well-deserved. And I really enjoyed talking to you today and talking to you as well, Coach. Good luck on the rest of the basketball season.
Thank you.
Yes. And then to lacrosse to finish things out for your senior year there. For Harrison High School, Stella Perini, I'm Frankenberry, and you've been listening to the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Athlete of the Week. And we'll be back same time next week right here on 100.7 WHUD. Oh, and Merry Christmas, peoples.